Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. It's about 75, 76 degrees outside. It's a beautiful Friday. Going to be a really nice weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, including my mother. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy early Mother's Day, I should say. But we have a big show planned for you today. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. I believe the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com, and I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But like I said at the top of the show, we got a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk a lot about the NBA playoffs. We'll also talk some Major League Baseball, some hockey playoffs as well, among some other things. Don't forget, about 13 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, hopefully. Hopefully we're scheduled to have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. If not, we'll just continue to talk NBA playoffs. But before we talk NBA playoffs, we can talk some other sports as well. We can talk Major League Baseball. The Yankees have lost two out of three so far this weekend. They split with the Reds, so they split that series. CeCe Sabathia got lit up in the first inning in the game two against the Reds. And the Yankees did lose last night to Houston 3-2. How good was Dallas Keuchel from Houston? He's really pitched well in Yankee Stadium. He went six innings, no run. He gave up no runs and had six strikeouts. So very impressive pitching there by Dallas Keuchel for Houston as they win game one of the series. We'll see how the rest of the series goes. I would have picked Houston to beat the Yankees last night. Dallas Keuchel's pitching really well, even though the Yankees still had a great chance at the end to tie that game up. But the runner, Ellsbury, was thrown out at home plate, and that was the final out. So we'll see how the rest of the series goes. On Sunday, Derek Jeter's number is going to be retired, so that'll be really fun to watch. Derek Jeter, the captain, number two, Derek Jeter, number two. So his number gets retired, so that'll be interesting there on Sunday. Also, we can talk about the hockey playoffs that are going on. Pittsburgh did beat Washington in Game 7, 2-0. How good was their goalie, Andre Fleury? He was really good for Pittsburgh. So they're trying to defend their Stanley Cup championship, trying to go back-to-back. Up next for them, they'll take on Ottawa, and I believe that series starts on Saturday, tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. And also, Anaheim beat Edmonton in Game 7 of that series, 2-1. Up next for Anaheim, they'll take on Nashville. So we're down to the Final Four in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll definitely keep you up to date on that on my next show on Monday, God's will. Also, we can talk about the NBA Draft Combine that's going on. I watched a little bit yesterday. I didn't watch too much today. But Frank Jackson, he played really well, and he's going to stay in the draft. So a big blow for my Duke Blue Devils. I was hoping Frank Jackson would come back to school. I think it still would benefit him to come back to school. But that being said, I'll be rooting for him. He's part of the Duke family, even though he only played 1 year. Now, looking forward for Duke, obviously they're going to have to get that. They're going to have to really try hard to get that top point guard. I think his name is Trevin Duval. I think I'm saying his name is Darrell Duval. They're going to have to try to get him. We'll see if they can do that. That'll be a big help since Frank Jackson's gone. Obviously, it's big that Grayson Allen's staying in school. But I think they need to add another guard. So since Frank Jackson has decided to stay in the NBA draft, so we can talk about that as well. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 7 soundtrack. The Fast and Furious 8 is making a lot of money, by the way. I mean, I'm sure they've gotten close to making $1 billion worldwide, so we can talk about that as well. Any these summer movies that are coming out, I'm looking forward to. I did see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. We talked about that on Monday show. But anyway, we'll listen to some music on the Fast and Furious 7 soundtrack, and then we'll talk NBA playoffs. Hopefully in about 10 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg as well. But if not, we'll continue to talk NBA playoffs with you. We'll do all that next on Sports Talk.
John Khalid from Mam.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. I'm not to be played with because it could get dangerous. See these people I ride with. This moment, we own it.
And the same ones that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown wit. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with. Ain't no way around it. What you
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. We're going to look at the week that was in the NBA playoffs. And hopefully we'll look ahead. If we don't have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, we'll definitely look ahead. And we'll do that with him anyway. We'll look ahead to the conference finals. At least we have one conference final set up, and we'll look ahead to that. I know Greg would definitely want to talk about that, but we'll talk about that coming up in a couple of minutes here. But let's turn to the NBA playoffs on Monday. The Warriors, they ended Utah's season. They smashed Utah, beating 121-95. Steph Curry scored 30 points, had 7 assists. Klay Thompson had 21. Kevin Durant had 18 points and 6 boards. And Draymond Green had a triple-double. He had 17 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. They shot 51% from the field. They hit 11 threes, 28 assists. Great ball movement per usual for the Golden State Warriors. Gordon Hayward, he scored 25, but they shot just 37%. They were 8 of 27 from threes. And, you know, a lot of people want to talk about the Warriors' offense. Again, you have to give credit to that defense. They really did a great job in that series of shutting down Utah. And Utah is not the most explosive offense, but to hold them to under 100 points in three of the four games, very impressive defensive effort there for the Warriors. Obviously, we all know they can score when you have all that talent. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be really hard for any team to beat them, obviously, because they play really good, great defense as well. And Draymond Green, he likes to talk a lot, but he sure can. He's definitely the backbone for them defensively. He does a little bit of everything for the Golden State Warriors. He's like a Swiss Army knife. And if Steph Curry, if he's struggling, Klay Thompson's struggling, then Kevin Durant, he'll get it going. And if Kevin Durant's struggling, you have to worry about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They got guys off the bench who are veterans who've won championships, like Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston. Those guys can come out and they can help as well. So this team is really loaded. They did a job on Utah. It's going to be interesting to see this offseason if Gordon Hayward is going to stay in Utah. We shall wait and see. But, man, that was – I thought Utah could win a game. Obviously, I picked the Warriors to win the series. But I said, I think Utah, maybe they can win a game. And that was not the case as the Warriors move on to the Western Conference Finals. Then on Tuesday, the Spurs, they got a really big win at home. That series was tied at 2 games apiece before Tuesday's game number 5. And Spurs outlast Houston, beat them 110-107. Kawhi Leonard had 22 points and 15 rebounds. He got hurt late. He didn't even play in the overtime. Patty Mills scored scored 20. LaMarcus Aldridge had 18. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but he also had 14 rebounds as well. Danny Green was big, especially in the overtime. He scored 16. And how good was Manu Ginobili? He had a little bit of a throwback game. He made big plays late on both ends of the court. The big block on James Harden. He had a big three. He had a nice layup, that dunk he had in the first half. I didn't know he could still get up that high. That was impressive. And Spurs did a great job on the glass. They had 18 offensive rebounds and only 7 turnovers the whole game. So very efficient there for the Spurs in game number 5. For the Rockets, James Harden scored 33 points, but he had 10 rebounds and 10 assists. So he had a triple-double, but he also had 9 turnovers. He did not come up big in the clutch. He really struggled in overtime. He really, really struggled in the overtime. He made really poor decisions with the basketball. And we'll talk more about Houston's performance in overtime in a minute here, but that was an ugly performance by James Harden. He couldn't make a shot. And then turning the ball over in critical moments really was costly in game number 5 for Houston. Patrick Beverley scored 20. They hit 16 of 48 threes, but they had 15 turnovers as well. Poor offense late by Houston. No ball moving. What kind of offense were they running in overtime and late in that basketball game? There was no ball movement. There was no player movement. It was just dribble around and take a tough contested shot. It made no sense at all, or turn the ball over. I'm sorry, but that's the game Houston really should have won. There's no doubt about that. Look, I picked the Spurs to win the series, and we'll talk more about that series in a minute because I've really got to go off on James Harden in a minute here. But that being said, there's no excuse for that. Tony Parker, obviously, he was out for the whole series, basically, and no Kawhi Leonard in overtime, and you still lose. If you had told me that, I would say, oh, no, but this series is going 3-2 back to Houston, and that was not the case. Give credit to the Spurs. Others stepped up, and that's what the Spurs do. They have that next man up mentality. But that being said, that is an awful loss for Houston. That's a game you've got to win. If you're the Rockets, you've got to find a way to win that game. They did not do that. So we'll talk more about that series coming up here in a minute. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. But if not, we'll continue to talk NBA playoffs with you. And then on Wednesday in the East, Boston, they blasted the Wizards to take a 3-2 lead, beating the Wizards 123-101. How good was Avery Bradley? He scored 29 points, 25 of those coming in the first half. He was aggressive right from the jump. He did a great job of knocking down threes, driving, getting to the lane. Al Horford had 19 points and 7 assists. Isaiah Thomas, he only scored 18, but he had 9 assists. And Jay Crowder had 18 points and 8 rebounds. Definitely a team effort there for Boston. They shot 53% from the field, and they hit 16 threes to the Boston Celtics. 33 assists as a team. Great ball movement for the Boston Celtics. Also, they got in transition as well. But what really set the tone for Boston in the first half was their defense. They set the tone early with their defense, and their defense was really excellent. They forced turnovers. They made things really tough in the first half for the Washington Wizards. For the Wizards, John Wall scored 21, but on 7 of 17 shooting. Bradley Beal scored 16, but on 7 of 19 shooting. So they didn't shoot the ball well. You got to have your stars in these big critical moments play really well. They didn't play well, but they didn't get much help either. They shot as a team just 33%, 7 of 29 from threes. The live ball turnovers was really costly for Washington, especially in that first half. Too many live ball turnovers, really, really costly. And also poor defense by the Wizards, and that's been an issue for them all season long. Now, where was their intensity? Where was their road focus? It wasn't there. Boston, they came out with a high sense of urgency, which you would think they would come out with a high sense of urgency. It was a must-win game for Boston. They lose that game. The series is over. But Boston came out with a high sense of urgency where Washington did not match that at all. They did not match that at all. And both of these teams, neither team has won on the other team's home court all season long. But we'll see what happens tonight. Game 6 is tonight, and we'll definitely talk about that on my next show on Monday. I'm going to stick with Washington to win at home and force a game 7. But after last night's game, you just never know. You just can't come out and think, hey, we're going to win just because we're at home. yeah, you're at home, but you still have to play good basketball. You still have to play fundamentally well. You have to play good basketball. And that didn't happen last night. Let's talk about last night's game. Don't forget, in about 3 minutes, while our favorite Saint Louis Chad O'Grady, I just see he's calling in here, we'll have him in about 3 minutes. But last night, the Spurs beat down Houston 114-75. That's right, 114-75. And the Spurs were without Kawhi Leonard, who didn't play in that game. And also Tony Parker, obviously he's been out, like I said, most of the series. And give credit to the Spurs, others stepped up. Six players were in double figures, led by LaMarcus Aldridge, who looked like Portland LaMarcus Aldridge. Now some of that is that he struggled. Some of that is because the Spurs don't give him enough paint touches. Some of that's him not being aggressive enough, but he was really aggressive in game six. He had 34 points and 12 rebounds. Jonathan Simmons played really well on both ends of the court. He scored 18, and the Spurs shot 53% from the field. They were plus 23 on the glass, and they outscored the Rockets 64-18 in the paint. So they did work on the glass and on the paint. When you do that, when you do work on the glass and in the paint, you get W's, and that's what happened last night. Now for Houston, so give credit to the Spurs to win without Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker and to win by 39 points, very impressive. But I got to talk about Houston right here. Trevor Ariza, he scored 20. Clint Capella had 15 and 12, but James Harden, yeah, sorry, 10 points on 2 of 11 shooting. He did have 7 assists, 6 turnovers, and he fouled out of the game. He only had 2 field goal attempts in the first half. He didn't take his first shot into the second quarter. That has nothing to do with the Spurs defense. I'm sorry. That's Harden not being aggressive enough. He looked out of it. I don't understand it. You're an MVP candidate. A lot of people say he should win the MVP, and you come out with that kind of intensity, no intensity, it made no sense at all. No aggressiveness. You're just going through the motions. You're passing up shots. He had a wide-open shot. He just passes out of bounds. You turn the ball over. Silly mistakes. It looked like it was a preseason game. This is an elimination game on your home court. It made no sense. That was absolutely some horrible basketball from a star, supposedly star in the league, to come out in an elimination game like that. Yeah, you can have a bad game, but to only shoot the ball twice, I'm sorry, if you're a prime-time player, you're going to take more than 2 shots. Give credit to the Spurs. Their defense was excellent, but there's no excuse for that. That was absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if he was sick, if he was hurt, whatever the case may be. That was Yardbird material. I'm sorry. They shot just 29% from the field. And where is Houston's sense of urgency? Again, they're playing for their playoff lives. They come out lackadaisical and only score 75 points, and you give up 114. Now, I can understand that because their defense is not mediocre at best, but there's no excuse to only score 75 points in an elimination game. Again, give credit to the Spurs. Excellent defense, excellent game plan. They dominated in the post and on the glass, but there's no excuse for that. We'll definitely talk about that with our favorite segment we chatting with Gray. We'll talk about that in a minute. And also, the Spurs, they'll take on the Warriors starting Sunday at 2:30 on Mother's Day, 2:30, Warriors versus Spurs. So we'll start to break down that matchup as well in our favorite segment we chatting with Gray. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music. I guess we won't have now. We won't have a special guest today. We got to get Greg on the line, get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But, oh, don't forget, Greg and I, listen to Mo Sports Talk, you'll learn. Greg and I so far are 10-1. Picking playoff series. If we get Boston right, if they win tonight or in Game 7, we'll be 11-1. Listen to Mo's Sports Talk and you will learn, folks. I'm just letting you know. You will learn. But let's play some of Greg's theme music, play a little Jackson 5, then we'll come back. We'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg on Mo's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, during our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, you can still call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty well. I heard you talking about that Spurs game. Yeah, they're back in the Western Conference Finals.
Let's start there. Let's talk about the Spurs. Let's talk about this series versus the Rockets before we look ahead to the Warriors. Look, they lose game one. They are dealing with a bunch of injuries. Tony Parker gets hurt, and then later in the series, Kawhi Leonard gets hurt. So you got to give credit to the San Antonio Spurs. They got the job done. Others stepped up. That was a big-time performance. Let's talk about the Spurs. Let's talk about their side of it. What were your thoughts on the series for the Spurs' perspective? What did you think about how the Spurs came out and got the job done after losing game one of the series?
Well, I thought where the Spurs really bounced back in a big way was winning game two. But I think more than anything, the factor in all this was game five in San Antonio. That game five was just – I think that was just I can't anybody recover from that.
that was
I mean, you had it right there. They had it right there, and then oh boy, and then Ginobili and Danny Green and Patty Mills. And here's a stat, and I hope I heard this correctly. Mike D'Antoni is 0-5 against the San Antonio Spurs and Greg Popovich. He had the opportunity right there. That was the best opportunity for Mike D'Antoni to make us to finally get over. Outdoing Popovich, and he can't do it. Pop's got his number. So
I agree with that. Now I got to talk. Now let's look at the Houston perspective before we move on to the Western Conference Finals. Before we preview that, now what happened to Houston? What was that in Game Five? First Game Five, the lack of ball. Obviously, give the Spurs defense credit, but what happened with the? I mean, what kind of offense was that? Just dribble around and take a tough contested three. No ball movement. No player movement. Wait till there's about 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Throw up a bad shot. It made no sense. I didn't understand it.
I don't understand it either. But you know what? Our original homegirl, you know what I'm talking about, she pretty much does the fact, I'm paraphrasing, how James Harden's not a team leader.
I've heard that before. And that leads me to game number six. Okay, you're down three games to two. After that tough game five, you're at home. You would think you would come out with a lot of sense of urgency, with a purpose. And what was that? And what was James Harden doing? Only two shot attempts? I know the Spurs, Jonathan Simmons did excellent job on James Harden, but there's no excuse to only have two shot attempts. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, he can get his shot anytime he wants. It might not go in, but he can get a shot anytime he wants. What was that, Greg? I don't understand it.
Hey, you don't have Kawhi Leonard playing. That's the thing that's surprising here.
Yeah, like I said, John Simmons, he's made himself a lot of money so far this postseason.
He sure did.
Agent. Yeah, so someone's going to pay him.
That's if I'm the Spurs, I forget about Chris Paul and better start looking at either Patty Mills or Jonathan Simmons.
That's true too. So he's an excellent defender. But that being said, two shot attempts, you're just going through the motions, you're turning the ball over, you're not moving it with any kind of sense of urgency, you're not attacking, and when you do attack, you just way too passive. I didn't understand it. I don't understand it. It makes no sense.
He shouts at his own teammates too. I don't know if you noticed that too.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that too. And then at the press conference, he says, "Yeah, I passed the ball. My teammates just missed shots." It's like, man, why don't you make a shot? What are you doing? And then Greg, after this, and I don't like to talk about stuff like this, but this man, I'm sorry. You go to the club after you lose by 39 points and you have that kind of performance. You're at the club with one of those Kardashians, one of the Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, one of those young Kardashian girls, and you're out with her. What are you doing? You're making it rain in the club after that kind of performance. You're dancing to people shouting MVP. You didn't look like an MVP. You didn't look like an MVP last night. In the biggest moments, you played awful. And that overtime in game five, you were awful. And then game six, when your team really needs you, you only shoot the ball twice, and then you foul out. You just give up. Oh, I'm just going to foul out and sit on the bench. What was that? I don't understand it. I'm sorry. I don't understand. If anyone can explain it to me, you can call me up, 1-646-929-0429. I mean, what in the world,
Greg? And we don't need – and if you're going to call in, don't be stating the obvious. Like, well, LeBron James Harden didn't step up to the challenge. No, we don't want to hear that, okay?
Right,
If you come and say, get out of here.
Yeah, that's true. We'll hang up on you.
Don't be calling in with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, let's turn our attention to the Western Conference Finals, Warriors versus Spurs. The Spurs did take 2 out of 3 from the Warriors this regular season. Some of that, I mean, the game one. When the Spurs blew them out. Game two, the Warriors didn't play their people.
It's real simple about this game one. Golden State will probably win this one here. The Spurs, but in my opinion, I'm rooting on the Spurs because the Spurs got nothing to lose. They really got nothing to lose. All that they've got nothing to lose. I know they're number two seed, but just hear me out. Everyone is going to the pundits. Everyone, I've heard some. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the pundits say that the Warriors will sweep them.
Yeah, I've heard some of that. Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah, a lot of people say the Spurs have no chance.
The odds are really, really, really stacked up against San Antonio.
Right.
But
yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just stacked up against them. But as far as I'm concerned, being a Spurs man, the more the better.
Right. Now, big key for the Spurs in this series, they have to get the pace at their pace. They don't want to get into a shootout with the Warriors. They're not Houston. You don't want to do that.
Here's another concern that worries me for the Spurs. You go back to that first game against Houston. We got to look at the turnovers that the Spurs committed. If they do that, I can see a sweep on that one.
Right, don't want to do that. And also, I think Marcus Aldridge and Gasol need to really do work in the paint and on the glass. They have to dominate those two areas. Those are two areas that the Warriors can be susceptible. That's kind of their – if they have a weakness, that would be it. They do a good job defensively. They're a great defensive team, and no one really talks about the Warriors and their defense. The Spurs, obviously, they play great defense, but sometimes the Spurs struggle to score. They're going to have to do really great work on the glass. They have to dominate in the glass and on the – and in the post, and that's on LaMarcus Aldridge, Gasol, maybe to a little extent David Lee. And also they have to keep the Warriors out of transition. I think that's going to be a big key as well. They have to test threes. It's going to be tough. I think on this,
the odds are, the pundits, it is really, I think this is probably the Spurs' greatest challenge for them in the 20 years of the postseason. When they won their championship, I mean that's not, this is nothing compared. I just a little bit over 2014 when they won it, but this one, I mean, the odds are really stacked up against them. I mean, they really are.
And now, before this series started, we picked. By the way, we're 10-1 in our playoff predictions. We're just killing it right now. But we picked the Warriors in six. I would stick with that. I don't think it's going to go seven, but I think the Spurs can win at least two games. I'm going to go Warriors in six. Would you stick with Warriors in six, Greg? Or if you could change, which we don't change our picks here on Most Sports Talk, but if you could change, would you change that? What would your prediction be? Would you stick with Warriors in six? What would you do?
Let's put it this way. Being a Spurs fan, knowing how the Spurs are, how the odds are stacked up against them, if the Spurs play all the how they persevere, I'm going to say Warriors in seven.
Okay. Okay. So you switch the Warriors. Okay, I can see that. Okay. Yeah, if we could change, but obviously we have to stick with six.
But I'm just telling you the thing that concerns me about them more than anything, just knowing where the big problem for the Spurs is, watch those turnovers, because in that Houston game, I think they had about – now, in game two, it was better. But game one, I think they had over 15. You cannot do that against Golden State. You just can't.
Yep. Preach to the
choir. You can't do that.
Well,
you can't do that.
Well.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, Greg, we're just about out of time. Do you think Boston finishes off the Wizards tonight, or you see a game seven in that series?
And I'll go with Boston. Boston, they finished out.
Okay.
They finished out the Bulls in six. So.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Okay, we'll see what happens tonight. But well, Greg, thanks for another great segment, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, and again, folks, don't be calling and stating the obvious stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you still had that reason why James Harden did what he did, give us a reason. Don't be James Harden, he just had a bad night of shooting. No. We don't be stating the obvious on the Maurice program, okay?
Right, that's right. We'll talk to you next Friday. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right, folks, that was our favorite segment. We chatted with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk about the Western Conference Game 1. We'll also look ahead to the Eastern Conference Final, or Game 7 between Boston and the Wizards. I think Wizards win tonight, but after last night, we'll see. Have a great weekend. God is good. Trust in Him. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We'll talk to you next time on Mool Sports Talk.